So, what are the main differences between compliance and culture?
Thanks, Kieran. Just from my own experience, I don't consider compliance and culture mutually exclusive. I very much see them as two sides of the same coin. In a background of higher regulatory demands, the big thing that the Financial Conduct Authority are about is very much culture. The reason being that culture has been perceived, or major conduct failings has been perceived as a major failure of the market, and damage and detriment to businesses and consumers. From a Renera perspective, it's very much, we're very fortunate in terms of the leadership we have. In my practical experience, it's very much the culture. It's led from the top, set the tone for the business, the behaviours for our staff. It's very much about a vision thing, what is expected of the business and its employees. So it's a very important piece of work. I know it's a little bit cliche, but it's very much talk the talk and walk the walk, and that's exactly what happens in the business. It's got to be about culture, good communication, a vision.
I think with that, sorry to just come in there, I think we've got a strong drive and determination to get things right first time, to do things properly, to make sure that we're being thorough in our work, professional in what we do, which then ties in nicely with the compliance aspect for me.
Yep. Very good. How does Romero meet the FCA's key principles, would you say?
Background, again, huge regulatory demands, but in essence, the business is about, it's an area you've got to have focus. You've got to have definite focus, 100% focus. Underpinning that is you've got dedicated resources within the business, on the role of currently aligned with the HR perspective. And underpinning that, on a practical point of view, what we're about as a business to adhere to those principles, it's about showing a high degree in our culture and working practice that can involve the quality of our communications with clients, the attention that all our staff take to understanding the business, working in a spirit of trust and cooperation with our clients, and the careful selection of, as a trusted advisor, where we place their businesses with. So that's how we see it on a practical.
Yeah, definitely. It's about gaining the trust of the clients, understanding what they do as a business, understanding their needs and wants, and putting together the right kinds of insurance programs for their very specific and bespoke needs.
Cool. How do Romero go above and beyond to treat customers fairly and ensure compliance, right?
Some aspects of that, it obviously involves detailed training.
Yeah.
Getting under the skin of our clients, I think it's very much about understanding our clients. Even we've got a mantra of understanding the clients even more than they understand themselves, just going that extra mile to understand their demands and protect the peace space. In terms of just as a practical examples at present, it's been a really difficult, challenging time for us all as individuals and businesses. Just a couple of practical examples of where we've gone the extra mile. I'll give you the communication with clients. We've taken the time out to advise our clients on their eligibility for government loans. Practical examples, how they can do that. Risk management, protecting the premises within our scheme, club, nightclub sector. We've produced practical guidelines on how you're going to rehab. In the background of businesses retrenching, putting their head in the sand, what I'd like to feel as a business, we've gone that extra mile. It's a little bit more than an insurance
program. Yeah, definitely agree with Ray on that one. I think in light of the recent COVID-19 pandemic, we've really shone through in terms of being able to create risk assessments, not just for our own business in terms of getting back into the workplace and starting to operate again as a company, but also giving hints and tips to other companies on how they can do the same to bring their workforces back safely into the workplace. We've also been a champion in terms of challenging some of the larger insurers in terms of coverage for some of our clients, specifically in the nighttime and leisure sectors, like bars and clubs and things like that. So we're at the forefront of all that for our customers.
Cool. And how would you say, Michael, that HR and compliance work together to achieve these sorts of principles?
Well, I think for me, it all goes back to culture and compliance being two of the same, really. So, we want to make sure that, to achieve these principles, that our people have a passion for the role, understand the company core values that we have in place, understand the types of behaviours that we expect from our people. So it's not just necessarily about the technical ability, it's about them personally. Mm-hmm. And about their moral sort of standard in the workplace in terms of how they perform their day-to-day duties.
Yeah, wholly aligned in terms of the compliance from recruitment, and recruiting people make a difference, recruiting the right sorts of people, the learning and development, it's a central part of that.
It is, and just to go on to that one, we're currently in the process of launching the Romero Academy, which will further enhance how we're able to not just develop our existing staff, but to grow our own staff members and train them in the Romero way with the right culture, the right values, following through on our robust compliance measures that we have in place to ensure that we're always doing the right things for our customers.
It's about building on that mark of training and test, documenting continuous professional development, part of the performance review system. It's designed not about always about financial, it's about incentivising ethical behaviour, professional behaviour. Mm-hmm. So it's all in the round, sort of completely aligned and joined up, I'd like to think.
Yeah. I agree with that, definitely.
I think this next question is very pertinent today, Ray, with this being your last day.
Yeah, I can't believe that you put me through this podcast.
We're just seeing you off in the right way, aren't we?
Thank you.
We are. It's just a recap on all the years, all the experience. So the question is, what does compliance and culture mean to you personally, both separately and then as they come together, and the impact they have?
I wouldn't separate them, Kieran. I think compliance is a challenge, especially the regulatory demands that with Vice, but I also think it's very much an opportunity. I don't like to use business phrases, but I actually I truly believe that the principle of almost like a virtuous circle, that well-run professional organisations will translate into business success.
Would you say it's always been that way?
Yes, yeah. Even more so now.
Yeah.
You've got more demanding clients and customers.
Yeah.
Most certainly, and successful businesses want to deal with successful businesses.
Yeah.
It's a mark of faith, a trust. To even more so in the current environment, where you place your insurances with, and the consequences of not having the correct cover. So.
Yeah, I agree totally what Ray said there. But for me, I think if you get the culture right, often compliance is seen as it's probably not particularly sexy element as well. It's compliance, it's that sort of boring stuff. But actually, it's massively important. And if you get the culture right, the right people, the right mindsets, the right behaviours, it ties in nicely because you follow what's required from a compliance perspective naturally through having the right work ethics.
Absolutely, almost it's counterintuitive that compliance is perceived as red tape, tick box exercise. But in actual, if you drill in and get to know your clients, it's an opportunity.
Definitely.
It can support enterprise, and I really firmly believe that.
Definitely. And having compliance and culture together enables you to proactively work as a business rather than seeing it as two separate things.
Yeah.
Ray touched upon it, and compliance can be seen as a blocker for things when actually it's not, and actually can enhance the process and enhance how you operate as a business as long as you tie the culture and the compliance elements together.
Amazing. So finally, how can other businesses take a leaf out of our book? What would you say is the most important message to remember when ensuring compliance?
I don't like talking about other businesses really. That's their issue and problem. What I would like Romero to be seen as, it's the most professional broker out there, and it's got excellent staff, which it has, and what other businesses would do is down to them. So that doesn't concern me.
I agree with Ray there. What other businesses do is up to them, but I think that we're very much trailblazing in terms of how we operate. It goes back again to the right recruitment process, getting the right people, the right culture, the right behaviours. It all follows through. We've made real big leaps and bounds in terms of our staff wellbeing program that's ongoing within the business. Again, feeds into the culture, feeds into doing things right, getting things right first time, everything. It's the key message for me would be to try and not see these two areas as two separate things, but very much like a partnership and work together.
My final message to remember would be, well, it's compliance is about fundamentally protecting our business. It's by doing that you're preventing any errors and omissions. We live in a very litigious society at present. That's part of it. Compliance is about understanding the risk, really getting a key understanding of customers. It's about training aspects. It's an important part of it. And finally, that compliance is linked to business opportunity. know, done in the right way with the correct processes and procedures, which we have.
Yeah, and I think if people enjoy the jobs and what they do, the surroundings, the environment, the teams they're in, the people that are around, then the more they enjoy the job, the more that they'll buy into what they're there to do, and that's to protect the customers.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.